DASA rejects over 300,000 state-sponsored student exclusions. Over 300,000 students stand to be financially excluded thanks to tertiary education funding being cut by approximately 13.7 billion rand. DASA unequivocally condemns and rejects this. DASA also notes that these budget cuts are happening across various departments, but also notes how spending on frivolous line items such as VIP security has not decreased. It is an apparent trend within government departments that funding is being cut and that budget cuts are taking place, but this speaks to the broader reality of the government not having any money whatsoever and not having a long-term plan to increase revenue collection in South Africa. It is clear that the governing party is governing without any modicum of conscience, as students' dreams are on the line and the hopes of many families are also on the line. It is clear that they have forsaken the very same human rights that they once played a role in fighting for. The Department of Higher Education and the National Treasury are placing the dreams of students across South Africa on hold, and they are thus placing the future of South Africa on hold. The higher education is fundamentally tied to the future of this country and the dreams of many communities in our country. It is imperative that we note that students across South Africa are often the first members of their families to attend tertiary education, and they thus carry the hopes of their families and their communities on their backs. It is also important to note that it is these families and these communities that are sending these students to higher education who otherwise would not afford it, that they are now being stripped of this opportunity to do so and potentially to escape the harsh realities that they may or may not be living in. With the upcoming budget cuts, more and more of these young South Africans will be systematically and systemically forced out of higher education by the governing party. This cannot be the case. Thanks to a minister who is as effective as an underwater toaster and policy that is as relevant as a typewriter in the year 2023, higher education in South Africa is undeniably collapsing. It cannot be that higher education is treated as a spaza shop for dodgy tenders and dubious administration and rental costs. I think of things like the rental costs of the NSFAS headquarters, for example. Students across South Africa deserve a new higher education system with a funding policy that speaks to the contemporary needs of ordinary South Africans. The DA presents that alternative and continues to advocate for this alternative. And the Department of Higher Education and NSFAS are more than welcome to copy, paste, and apply our policy to ensure that the future of students are safeguarded. Should this not be realized, DASA will continue to take the fight to the Department of Higher Education and Training and NSFAS in the name of ensuring a just higher education sector in the Republic of South Africa.